I chose my initial OB care as I had been getting routine gynecological care through them for years. I was very disappointed when I learned that they had lost Dr. C and Dr. N was on maternity leave. Thus, not knowing the other providers, I was very wary. My first visit was as expected, confirmation of pregnancy, lab work, etc. It was when I got the results of the lab work and got called back in for an ultrasound that made me start to worry if I made the right decision to come to this practice. The ultrasound tech, while performing the ultrasound, kept making faces and comments, and it was over in a matter of minutes, and she just left the room. So I was alone, had no idea what was going on. The midwife came in and told me there was a sac, but no fetal pole, meaning that no baby had formed, and that I had more than likely miscarried, and they wanted to do labs to confirm. So we did, and the lab work confirmed that the HCG was not rising like it should, and the provider told me to be prepared. I mean, there was no sympathy. The provider was cold, standoffish, and kind of just sent me on my way with a list of things to watch for. So fast forward a few weeks after having what seemed like a miscarriage, I went for an ultrasound and labs again, and there was a baby with a strong heartbeat. I mean, I was shocked and scared and happy and all the emotions one could feel. But the provider at that point still told me not to get my hopes up for a viable pregnancy. The next 12 weeks, so that made me 23 weeks when I went back, I worried, I stressed. I bought an at-home Doppler to hear the heartbeat daily because I was convinced that the baby was not going to make it. They did the anatomy scan and it was a boy. We made it to the second trimester, but was told I wasn't out of the woods yet. Again, I was crushed and worried. I didn't go back to the doctor until 32 weeks for the glucose test. In between these weeks, I called multiple times about excessive swelling in my hands and my feet and face, feeling dizzy, low blood pressure, low blood sugar, random bruising. I was told time and time again that it was a normal part of pregnancy. I went in for my 33-week visit, and I got there at 2:45 for my 3 o'clock appointment, checked in, updated information, and sat down. I was the only one in the waiting room, you know, so I kept waiting and kept seeing patients leave. It was getting close to 5 and I still had to be called back. I see staff start to leave. They turn the TV off. They lock the door, turn the lights off while I was still sitting in the waiting room and still had not been seen. So I called my sister who works for another hospital and I switched the next day where I received the best care possible. They ended up doing NSTs daily till I had the baby. They monitored me. They did more scans, more blood work, listened to me, and realized I had preeclampsia. I was induced at 38 weeks. My son was out of room. His pinky toe was broken when he was born because it was stuck between two of my ribs. He had breathing problems, body temperature problems, but he was alive. And now it's almost a year old. I owe it all to my doctor for listening to me and taking me on as a patient at 34 weeks pregnant.